This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Every Tuesday here on the show, Mike Petriello from MLB.com helps us check out some of the numbers from the Twins and the game. And like many of the Twins' key players right now, Mike is also hobbled due to a broken toe. Here's Chris.
And as we well know, offense has been hard to come by for the Twins here, and it is not going well for Minnesota into September.
No, it's not. And really, I think the number one name to look at right now is Royce Lewis, who's been struggling for a couple of weeks. And that's not usually the issue, right? He's usually just not available. But here he's been available. And if you think about splitting his season through July 2nd, when he got hurt, he had 1,039 OPS. And he came back on July 26th. And since then, 213 average with a 669 OPS. And it's been struggles up and down. So I wanted to know why. What is it? What's causing this? As you'd expect, the strikeout rate is way up, 18% before to 28% since. And all the batted ball indicators are worse, right? The hard hit rate is down. The pull rate is down from 51% to 44%. And that made me wonder, well, what's going on with the bat? And you know, we can track bat speed now. And the bat speed is considerably down. You go back to June, it was 74 miles an hour. July, about the same. And now we're down to 72.5. The fast swing rate is down from 44% to 32%. Whether that's a slump, whether that's what is for him a long season and he's getting tired, as I know he's mentioned a little bit, it's hard to say. But what's happening now is not just bad luck. It's not a fluke. It is just worse performance at the bat. The bat is slower. It's making less contact. He's not driving the ball quite so much.
Yeah, and for a while, you could see him getting way out in front. The balance was off. He's kind of mended that, but he's getting beat in the zone. And last night, not only was he getting beat in the zone by fairly pedestrian fastballs in 93, 94, middle, he was getting beat by multiple pitches in the zone. So once you start struggling a little bit, boy, it compounds on itself. It feels like every at-bat starts 0-2 for him.
Yeah, it really is. And his talk about how he hasn't really played this long of a season in quite a long time kind of struck with me. So I wanted to go check into that. And I looked into running speed. We measure running speed in feet per second. 27 is average, 30 is elite. He, when he first came up in 22, was 28.4 that first month. And last year, he was in the 27 to 28 range. You look at the 3 months this year, 26.1, and now down to 25.4 feet per second, which is like Kyle Farmer-ish. In September, here's the caveat with that. While that does all seem bad, he hasn't done that much in September to allow him to show his speed. 34 plate appearances, 13 of them were either strikeouts, walks, or home runs. So no running needed. I'm sure a couple others were pop-ups, easy ground outs. So I don't want to say for sure, oh, the speed is gone. Maybe it has that opportunity to show it. But it's also the continuation of a trend we've seen. The speed isn't quite what it was, which is maybe not shocking for someone who's had several major knee surgeries.
Let's shift gears a little bit to the pitching department. I know that the Twins bullpen has had some real positives, and Griffin Jack's obviously really, really good. They've gotten great work from Cole Sands this year. Duran is a guy a lot of teams would love to be able to throw at the end of games. But something I've talked about repeatedly throughout the course of the season, because this number was high early and it stayed high, is inherited runner scoring. Twins have been about 44-45% all year long. And Mike, that's really, really high.
It's really high. And I wanted to put some context into that. You're right. 44% of inherited runners have scored. That's 70 of 159. League average is 33. The team like the Rays are down at 23. And I went back to 1987 and I picked that year. Obviously, it resonates with Twins fans, but it's about the time the modern bullpen started to come into use. And it is the highest number in recent Twins history, 44%. They've never done that before. And in fact, forget just Twins history. You go back to any team in any full season since 1987, they are currently the fourth highest rate of having inherited runners scored behind a couple of bad Royals teams and the 1992 Phillies. There are some good signs here. The first thing is this number is inherently flukish. Do you know that last year they were the sixth best at 28%? I can also tell you two of those inherited runners scored off of Matt Wallner, which hardly seems to fit the spirit of the bullpen, but it's clear, you know, they miss Brock Stewart. They don't quite have the bullpen they thought they would have. The one good sign here is they don't have a lot of inherited runners to start with. They've got the fifth fewest inherited runners because the pitching's generally been pretty good. And obviously the pitcher, the manager can choose whether his relievers are coming with men on base or not. And you look at the four teams ahead of him, very good teams, Phillies, Astros, Braves, and Dodgers, good teams. Don't let pitchers come in with runners on base.
All right. Well, hopefully no runners to worry about here tonight. Twins need to find some offense. We will catch up with you again next week. It's Mike Petriello. We'll send it back to Gino in our network headquarters.
Yeah, no Stewart, no Justin Topa. A couple other guys didn't work out this year. The plan to build around and then rely on a strong bullpen has been tested this season. Thanks to Chris and Mike for that. The numbers have looked great for Pablo Lopez since the break. Up next, his teammates weigh in on how the righty has been able to right the ship here in your home for Twins baseball.